diamonds in the dust. It's a beautiful phrase that we have been using in enhanced work right from the beginning of our history. It started off when I stood at a rubbish dump, just staring at children, scratching for food, and where God gave me a beautiful promise. You would find the diamonds in the dust. And now, after a decade of Hansard Works history, we look back and we see just how that word got fulfilled and how we see so many beautiful diamonds in the dust in the Hans family. In this newsletter, I want to speak about three diamonds, three very different people from very different places. And all of them are diamonds working together to reach the most vulnerable children in Africa. A month ago, I had the privilege to walk in Zimba village in the northern part of Zambia with Carolyn. And as we walked in Zimba village, I saw a young boy who, with great distress, watched a group of adult men who were under the influence of alcohol. And I could see the pain on his face, and I could see how he was wondering if these were the only models he would ever have in his life, if that was the way that he had to go as he developed as a young man. It really struck me deeply, and I was very disturbed by that. Well, a half an hour later, there was a beautiful song of joy in my heart when I met a diamond called Justin. A beautiful young man in his mid-20s, a teacher who had a job in Zambia in a very poor place. Something to be treasured. But when Justin heard about the Christians in the Zimba village caring for the most vulnerable children, when he heard how they were reaching out to the young boys who had no role models, he resigned from his work and he full-time started looking after these boys with the community volunteers. And when I met him, I watched him at the feeding point, how he knew each boy by name and how they looked up at this young man with his great lifestyle and deep faith in Christ. And how I could see how there was a new role model in the history of this village Zimba. After the meal, he played soccer with them. And it was just incredible to see how these young boys were holding onto this new model called Justin. And I thought back of that young boy who, with such distress, watched these drunk men merely an hour ago and wondered if there would ever be another role model for him. And suddenly, he had another role model, and there was hope in Zimba village. Hope because a diamond came through the dust. As many of you would know, Hands at Work have short-term volunteers that would come to us from all over the world. They would just come to us from outside Africa, and they would have heard about the vision of Hans mobilizing and serving the churches in the poorest communities. And they would say to us, we are here to come and help, to come and serve. We would do orientation with these volunteers, and then we would send them out into the field, and they would go and serve. They would go and support people in the communities that are doing this incredible work of reaching the children with no hope. My second story of diamonds in the dust is about a couple from England, Beth and Ali. Beth and Ali came to serve in Hands at Work for a year. And right from the beginning when they arrived here, they just displayed an absolute heart of servanthood. They came here to serve. It didn't matter what they thought was important. It didn't matter what they would have liked to do. They came here and they served. After the orientation, we could send them to Zambia because they had just such fantastic attitudes. And in Zambia, they went to go and work in Kapwe in a central province. supporting the hands at work office there, just supporting the people working so hard to reach out into many communities, some of them deep into the forests and the bushes. Both Ali and Beth just displayed wonderful attitudes. Al would go anywhere in the communities to go and do anything that was needed. He would drive the vehicles, he would fix the vehicles, he would help with building projects, he would do many things which he's never been qualified for. While Beth was just her absolute support in the offices, she helped the men and the ladies as they were working with budgets, as they were doing proposals, writing stories. And very quickly they became great friends of our communities in Africa, in Kapwe, and they had a huge impact. As I looked at Beth and Ali coming towards the end of the year of serving in hands, I see diamonds. I see diamonds in the dust. I see a couple that could have spent a year making money, developing their own careers, saving to buy the first house. But instead, they chose to come to Africa. They chose to come and serve. And that makes them great. That makes them a unique part of the Hands family. They are diamonds in the dust. I spend a lot of time traveling to countries outside Africa, to go and speak to churches, to go and speak to communities, to go and speak to families, and to encourage them to get involved in Africa, to encourage them to mobilize people in their circles of influence and to help us to reach the children that need our support. In these times, I stay in homes. I stay in homes of ordinary families in Canada and United States or Australia or England, and I meet fantastic people, seemingly ordinary people, just people that live next to neighbors in an ordinary neighborhood, and yet when you stay in their homes, you discover that they are extraordinary people, people with great hearts and great vision. When I stayed in Chicago very recently, I stayed in Bridget's house with her family. Just an amazing family. How Bridget, when she heard about Hands at Work and she heard about the children, spoke to her family, and they made a choice and a decision that they, as a family, were going to mobilize people, people that they know, and they're going to see what they can personally do to reach 50 children in a village called Baraka in Zambia. And Bridget and her family did it. The children in school holidays took dogs of the neighbors for a walk to raise money. Bridget invited many people to come to her house. Everybody got involved. They got their friends. They spoke about it. They Skyped with us in Africa. She became so excited. She made it so personal. The photos of the children from Baraka were in the village, were in the bedrooms of her children. They knew the children by name, even though they've never been there. And they managed to raise enough money for us to reach the first 50 children in Baraka. When I stayed in Bridget's house, I understood that they are doing it at a great price. They spent their weekends, they spent a lot of their own time to reach out. And Bridget and her family must budget very carefully every month. In this world where it's tough at the moment economically, it's also tough for Bridget and her family. And they live on a budget where they cannot afford to make many mistakes. Where everybody would have encouraged them to rather think about themselves and to save more money up for themselves. But instead of that, Bridget and her family are counted blessing to live in a country like the United States. And even though things are tough at the moment, they still look at Zambia and they say, we can make a difference. We can bring hope. Bridget understand the secret that it's not just good for the children in Zambia, it's good for her children to be part of justice and to grow up in a household where there's always space, where there's always time, and where there's always means to reach out to people who are in need. But as I stayed in their home, I realized that they don't just reach out to the children in Africa, but they are very aware of the needs in their own neighborhood, constantly aware of people that need help, elderly people, sick people, refugees that has landed in the United States, children without parents, always on the outlook, always speaking on behalf of people. Yes, when I stayed in their homes, I realized that they were diamonds in the dust. With Justin, with Beth and Ali, all in very different places, all coming from very different backgrounds, but together making a beautiful display of diamonds, used in their circle of influence, doing what is good for others.